It's a big weekend in NASCAR. Jackson and Thomas are here to talk about it. Welcome back to the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330 and SportsFanRockford.com.
We're almost there.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
It is the shortest offseason in all of sports. And it does feel like February outside, so even when this thing ends, it's not going to be that long until it fires back up again for the Daytona 500. I hate to look at it in advance like this, but we've only got a couple of weeks left in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Two more races, and it starts tomorrow with the Phoenix race, the Can-Am 500. I'm Jackson alongside Thomas Gomez as we've been talking about the Roger Penske taking over the world story that came up earlier this week, as well as our thoughts on Texas. And I feel like both of us really had some things to say about that race. And if you weren't able to hear it in your car, maybe you're just hopping in and you're like, oh, that racing show is on. If you want to go back and listen to it, of course, we do have the podcast available at sportsfanrockford.com and the Sports Fan Rockford app, which is free. Don't forget, later on today, we've got the Boylan game, as they are going to head to Aurora to take on Academy School, whose name I'm forgetting right now.
Clearly.
Boylan's rated very high. They've got a chance to win. They just destroyed their team in the first round last week. Looking forward to calling that one, and we'll have that for you at 1 p.m. here this afternoon if you are a Boylan Titan aficionado or just someone who lives in the Nick 10 area. Let's talk about Phoenix, Thomas. We're going to go to some other warm weather area and forget about all that cold weather outside. We've got a race that has been dominated by a couple of NASCAR drivers over the course of the last few years. Kevin Harvick is obviously one. And you look at recently, Kyle Busch is another.
Yeah.
What has happened with Kyle Busch lately?
I wish I knew. I wish I did. He's gone downhill. Is that the right word for it?
Yeah,
he's gone from being in the play. Like, they had the playoff thing, you know, on the screen where they have show who's in it, who's out of it as they run during the race. Mm-hmm. Well, last weekend at Texas, Kyle Busch was out of it, and I'm like, I had to like do a double take to the TV. I'm like, wait, did I just see that Kyle Busch is out of it? It was only like by 1 or 2 points, but I'm like, he's considered out of the playoffs. Like I just couldn't register that in my mind. I'm like, I have him going, you know, Daytona 500. I have him going to the championship. Like, I have him going that far ahead.
Who did you have as the person that was winning at the very beginning? We did the Chase grid.
Yeah.
Chase grid. We did the championship grid. What do you call it? What's this thing called?
Bracket?
As you're showing. Yeah, bracket. There we go.
I mean, the one I printed out says NASCAR Chase grid, but.
What's, oh yeah, 2019 NASCAR Chase. Do they still call it that at all?
They don't. This website did, but I like this one better. Plus, it didn't eat up so much black ink.
It's easy to fill out, and I'm looking right here at who we thought we're going to be in the championship for. I'm looking at mine from the very beginning. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, who has clinched his spot, and Chase Elliott. And right now, Chase Elliott, 78 points back, does not look very good. Who'd you have?
I had Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., and Chase Elliott. So I'm in the same boat with you as the Chase Elliott thing, but I had Hamlin winning the entire thing.
It's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, because he's not in it, or he is.
He's got to win this race.
Yep.
He has won once before in Phoenix, but I think it's 28 races that he's had over the course of his career.
Yeah.
Well, this is crazy to me because I picked an upset going into the championship four. In the round of eight, I said Kyle Busch was not going to be included. That would be an upset.
Mm-hmm.
I said Keselow wasn't going to be on there, and then Kurt Busch. I had Kurt Busch going all the way to the round of eight. Kyle Larson,
same
too.
Here.
Man.
Yeah.
How quickly it falls for Chip Ganassi Racing.
I'm still in it.
You are still in it. You are. So, well, yeah.
At least for one more day.
Do you have Kyle Larson in the championship four?
I don't.
Okay. Well, there you go. Talking about who's in it and who's not in it. We're both
next.
We're both cheering for the 42 over here. But the points standings, of course, we've got Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick in. Kyle Busch plus 22. Joey Logano plus 20. The four that are not in currently. The aforementioned Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, both tied at 23 below. Denny Hamlin, 20 below. And then you've got Chase Elliott, who absolutely needs a victory. Of those four drivers, Hamlin, Larson, Blaney, and Elliott, who could you see taking home a victory in Phoenix?
Oh, just between those four.
Yeah. This isn't a prediction. This is just, who do you think?
Like, realistically.
Yeah, realistically. If we're just looking at it just based on either gut feeling or what you've seen in the past.
Not having the stats in front of me, but thinking about what I had saw when I was, you know, doing my pick three.
And we're talking Hamlin, Larson, Blaney, and Elliott, the four guys not currently in.
I see Larson making it in out of all of them. I honestly do. Because he's had, I don't remember, he's had a good run at Phoenix, I feel like.
Yeah, he's had success there. He has had success there. Denny Hamlin.
Who do you have for?
He's had a little bit. I'm just trying to take a look. Of the four, it's between two. And unfortunately, as much as I would like Kyle Larson to make it in to see what kind of craziness could happen in Homestead, it's between Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney for me. Hamlin, because I think when he's pushed up against the wall, because right now, if you're comparing where Denny Hamlin sits, if you're comparing it to an actual race, Denny Hamlin just got an uncontrolled tire black flag last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lap down, maybe two at this point. And we have found out not to bet against him when he goes a lap or two down. So I could easily see him winning in a track that he's not spectacular at. I'm looking at Ryan Blaney.
Okay.
Ryan Blaney finished third here earlier this year. Or maybe it was last fall. I was looking at it earlier and I said, wow, look at Blaney all the way up here.
Yeah.
Might have been last fall.
He's running well. Okay, answer me this. Is that the right verbiage? Riddle me this. I don't know. Logano and Hamlin, do they get into it again this weekend? Logano's in it by 20. Hamlin's out of it by 20. They're right on that line. Does something happen?
This is a great question. If one initiates contact with the other, isn't there an inherent risk that both of them sustain insurmountable damage into their cars?
There is.
I don't know if it would be smart. If you're running for a championship, might be a different story. Especially if they're going 1 and 2 going into, you know, the final in Homestead. But I don't... The way that I could see it happening is something like a Bubba Wallace / Joey Logano situation for the last couple of weeks where Logano is in dire need of going to the pits or Hamlin is in dire need of going to the pits and then they spin themselves out on purpose when the other one is already exiting pit road so that they can go a lap down. I could see that happening.
Okay. So a strategy.
Some kind of strategic battleship chess type format of a screw over.
Okay.
I don't think that either of them right now want to risk either financially or points wise wrecking the other on purpose. Because NASCAR could come down and make a punitive damage on this, take away some points, and then put the other one ahead. I think that it's gotten to that point between those two because it's a longstanding feud, right? Mm-hmm. If Logano hits Hamlin on purpose, or at least it looks like he was wrecked, Logano could call it payback. Logano wouldn't say that. He would say, well, I got loose next to him. You know, I'm sorry that it happened. Sorry, Denny. You know, with that look that Logano gives, I could easily see that
happening.
I picture
the Denny Hamlin meme in my head when you're saying that.
Oh, yeah, where the impression that he made of Logano a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I could see that happening, but then NASCAR would step in, and I could see punishment being handed out to where, okay, well, Hamlin's not in. Well, neither are you. We're going to take away points. And then you have somebody like a Ryan Blaney coming in instead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's worth it to risk it at that point. Championship format, you have no punishments whatsoever. Free for all. Good luck to you. May the best man win or the smartest man win in this case. Do you see them getting into it?
Not this weekend. Nope. If they do, it would be Homestead. Because at that point, it's just whoever finishes ahead of who.
Yeah.
Points do not matter. I feel like that's when, if they're going to do anything, it's going to be then. I agree with you. They're too close to the cutoff line. It would be too risky to try something this weekend. Unless someone really pissed off the other, then I can see who's going for it.
Would you like to see them get into it?
Kind of. I like the chaos. I like the madness. Of course I want to see them kind of. I want to see something like Logano and Kenseth years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I love that. Like, that was awesome.
Kenseth was out of the playoffs at that point, though, right?
Logano had wrecked Kenseth. And Kenseth's hopes of making it to the playoffs next round, Kenseth returns that favor when Logano's leading at Martinsville. I love that. I can still hear the crowd cheering in my head. Now I was watching it at home on the TV.
If Logano makes it to the championship four, if the standings just play out the way that they are currently.
Okay.
Logano's in, Hamlin's out.
Okay.
Logano is screwed next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Hamlin will find a way. Logano will pit. Hamlin will wreck Bubba Wallace or somebody who he's already had issues with in the past. Like, he'll find a convenient way to make sure that Logano goes a lap down, if possible. Right?
Yeah. I see that.
And Logano would do it too. I think that they're both petty enough to make this kind of thing happen. They won't come to blows, but they're both petty enough to make this kind of thing happen. And personally, I enjoy that. That's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
As long as you're not a fan of either one of them.
Right.
When we look at the pick three, we like to tell you about... Well, actually, let's do this first.
Okay.
This might spoil the pick three.
Okay.
What I'm curious about is who you've got going to the championship for. Your prediction, what you've studied, who's in, who's out, maybe a gut feeling. We've got six drivers trying to fill two spots. Right now, of course, Truex and Harvick both in. You've got Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. And I believe that's all the names that are left.
Yes.
So of those six, who do you have being eliminated?
Eliminated? Elliott for sure. I just don't see it happening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's got to win. 78 points down.
Yeah, it's a must win, and he's not that great at Phoenix.
It hasn't looked good, no.
Yeah, I don't see Blaney making it. I don't see Logano making it.
Not Logano.
No.
That would be an upset.
It's going to be. I just gut feeling says Logano doesn't make it and Hamlin does.
Okay.
Then it comes down to Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson, the two Kyles.
Well, Kyle Busch is up by 22 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Larson is down by...
23. You know what I'm struggling with, right?
What's that?
Kyle Busch and his record, or my, you know, personal favorite driver. It's a hard decision going against, you know, facts versus gut.
How much doubt do you have in the 42?
Can you rephrase the question?
How much doubt do you have? Because I know that it's a gut feeling for him.
Mm-hmm. I see Kyle Busch making it.
Yeah,
I do. As much as I want to see Larson take that checkered flag.
Does Kyle Larson have to take the checkered flag in order to make it?
No, I need Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Logano, Blaney, and Elliott all to crash. And then he doesn't have to take it.
He needs somebody not to win.
I need them all to crash in lap one, and then we're good.
Well, even if somebody wins, he just needs either Kyle Busch or Joey Logano to really struggle. And we just saw it happen with Denny Hamlin with the traction compound monster that came and got him last week.
Yeah, anything can happen.
23 is an insurmountable, so yeah, that could happen. Kyle Larson needs a good run, though.
So who do you have as your four that don't make it?
With Harvick and Truex both in, the two slots are opened up.
See, now it's your turn to struggle.
I've got the four drivers being eliminated. I don't think Chase Elliott wins this race.
Okay.
78 points down. I'm with you. He's done. Ryan Blaney, despite performing well in this race before, I don't see him making it in because he needs to win otherwise. I don't see Kyle Larson winning. I see him doing well, but not quite enough points-wise to advance. And so that leaves Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin.
Mm-hmm. I think I know how this is going.
I'm going to stick with the gut feeling I had on the grid over here when we made our predictions early. When I was writing this, I didn't realize that I put this upset in there in the very beginning when we started these playoff brackets. But I've got Kyle Busch being eliminated. That leaves Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano advancing.
Wait, you have Hamlin in it?
I have Hamlin and Logano both in it.
I thought for sure you had him out.
No, I've got Hamlin and Logano. Okay, I mentioned this at the top of the show. I will reiterate if you are just jumping in the car. Look, not the biggest Denny Hamlin fan in the world. It would be a travesty if that guy doesn't make it into the championship four. He's earned it. He should win the championship this year. Him or Truex, right? It's got to be a Joe Gibbs Racing car because they've been the best. It's got to be the 11 or the 19. The 11's having probably the best year of his career. How can he not get into the final four? Right?
Yeah.
Kyle Busch has really struggled here down the stretch. I'm sorry. But when it comes to the pecking order right now in JGR in terms of like power rankings, Kyle Busch has the most playoff points that he accumulated when he was really good and doing Kyle Busch-like things in the first 3, 4, 5 months of the year. He's been really struggling. And the premiums are going up on that insurance. I think he runs out. I think he's done. So Hamlin and Logano. Hamlin finds a way in. Logano doesn't slip. He'll just have a solid finish, and that's all that's really going to matter, I feel. In terms of who wins? Well, that's a great question.
Wins the championship?
No, in terms of who wins the race.
Oh.
So we go to the pick three next.
Yeah.
If you're setting your fantasy roster, you're setting your fantasy lineup, if you're playing DraftKings or FanDuel, if you've maybe got a bar league with some of your friends. We pick three drivers every week. We do one playoff in the playoff format. We've been doing one non-playoff driver to look out for and two playoff drivers. We also give you a winner. Thomas, who is your first driver, the non-playoff person that you are going to have driving for you?
My non-playoff driver has the fourth best average finish at Phoenix since the stages were introduced. They also finished fourth in both of the most recent races here. Advancing at least 10 positions in both races. I think Eric Almirola showed up last week, and I think it's going to happen again tomorrow.
Yes!
To give those playoff drivers a run for their money, literally.
I am back on board with this.
Okay.
Eric with an A. Almirola.
Wait, did you have him too?
I got him too, man. He finished fourth in March. That's all I needed. Yeah. I'm back, dude.
All right.
Finished second to Harvick. That's a winning streak.
I did not see. I had us picking the same, winner. I didn't have us picking the same non-playoff driver.
Well, I kind of contradict myself with the playoff drivers to look out for, too. Who do you have as the guy who's going to perform well that's in the playoffs that is not going to be your winner?
That person, they advanced 25 positions here back in March and came home sixth. Last November, they advanced 5 positions to come home third.
Look at you with the stats.
I got the numbers.
That's right.
They earned stage points at every Phoenix race since the stages were introduced. And because I've seen their car number multiple times this week, I think the 42 does it. Not win it, but I feel like he's going to run well enough to be a serious threat this weekend.
Wow.
I've seen 42 everywhere this week. Every time I blink, I see a 42, and I'm like, okay.
Thomas is in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really hoping. He's just like, get Kyle to Homestead. Get Kyle to Homestead.
Yep, because it's over at that point. If he makes it there, it's over. But I don't think you have Kyle Larson as your second driver.
That would be a steal if he won the championship. That would be a bigger steal than Joey Logano.
Yeah.
Winning the championship last year. Well, it would be up there with it because Logano wasn't one of the big three. Mm. That was a hell of a last race to line up last year and the way that ended. My second playoff driver, the guy who's not going to win, who I think might perform well, is somebody who you just can't bet against because he's won two in a row and he needs a victory here. And I don't have him going to the playoffs, but I'm still going to bet for him because he's got the highest floor, I feel. Kyle Busch. I know that sounds contradictory. But you're going to, when you start a roster and you have unlimited people that you can pick, you go with a guy who has won there two times in a row. Even if your gut's telling you he's not going to make it, you still go for that guy because he is the LeBron James right now of NASCAR. He's the one putting up all the numbers and he's the one that can rebound just like that every single week. So Kyle Busch is my weird, contradictory playoff driver who's not going to win. Who do you have winning?
Who do I have winning? They finished seventh or better since November 2015. So within the last 4 years, two races a year, that's roughly 8-ish races, they have finished better.
At Phoenix, okay.
Seventh or better. They led 177 laps here in March, 117 in November. In their career, they have led over 1,100 laps at Phoenix.
That's pretty good.
That is the best average finish of all drivers since the stages. They won the Xfinity race here back in March, as well as the Cup race. I think Kyle Busch is the one to do it tomorrow. Your second pick.
I didn't realize I didn't realize that he had led that many laps. It's amazing.
So decent, but anything can happen at Phoenix.
The driver that I have getting in is the driver who needs to win. In the last 10 races at Phoenix, he's got the third best average finish out of anybody. You're looking for a rebound. You're looking for a guy who's going to do it for you. And Denny Hamlin is going to be the guy that I take as the winner going in. And he punches his ticket to the championship four next week to make things interesting. Thomas, what do we have for our local rundown this week?
Absolutely nothing.
What do we have for our national rundown?
National, the truck race was last night, but at the time of recording this, we don't know who won. Xfinity is...
But it was a great race.
Yeah. Xfinity is in Phoenix this weekend for the Desert Diamond Casino West Valley 200.
See, that's a great sponsorship name. It tells you exactly what the name of it is, but also tells you exactly what it is. Desert Diamond something Casino?
Desert Diamond Casino West Valley 200.
Okay. Terrible sponsorship name because it should be like Twitter and only give you a certain amount of characters to put on that.
That's what I was thinking. You said great. I'm like, that's a little long. that is scheduled to start later today at 2:30. And then the Cup Series obviously is tomorrow for the Blue Green Vacations 500 at 1:30.
Blue Green Vacations?
That's what it said. I don't know.
Water or land? Is that what that means?
That's what it could mean.
And that's a 500, right?
I read blue green. I'm picturing the color. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
I just picture Earth.
Yeah.
Anywhere on planet Earth.
Huh.
A 500 kilometer race?
500.
Right. 1 mile track, 312 laps. It's going to be one of those weird ones, but we're looking forward to it. Next week, we will talk about the Championship Four and give you our picks as to who's going to be the 2019 NASCAR champion, Thomas Gomez. It's been a lot of fun with you once again today. Don't forget, we do have the Boylan game coming up at 1 o'clock for the IHSA 6A, 5A playoffs. I really should have brought those notes in here if I'm going to start promoting those. Seriously. You can listen to that, of course, on SportsFan Radio 1330, SportsFanRockford.com, and the free SportsFan Rockford app.
Jackson, you and I will be back next week to talk Homestead, the last championship race.
Already?
At Homestead. Can you believe that?
I stepped on you.
Yeah.
I won't do it again.
No, that's okay.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Racing Rundown. Catch our full podcast at SportsFanRockford.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 on SportsFan Radio 1330.